Yep, so Neville here. It's Wednesday, April 15th, 2009, and evening time. And just follow-up thoughts on this Domino's pizza kerfuffle. Well, it's gone beyond that. This is the one with the two employees who posted a video to YouTube, in fact, a series of videos, doing some pretty disgusting things with the food. You can just Google this if you've not kept up with it and see the huge amount of commentary online today. The video that I referenced in my own post this morning has had, I'm looking at it right now as I speak this, over 757,000 views, and that is since Monday the 13th. That's just 2 days ago. So 750,000 people have viewed this, this one example. The reason I'm doing this further thought, I did an audioboo yesterday with some initial thoughts, but I blogged about this today. I've also been in some discussion on Twitter, notably with Chip Griffin, my friend Chip, who's in the US, up in New England. And he got me thinking, which is really to do with what should Domino's Pizza do? They've posted an apology, and I'm seeing around the blogosphere, notably, quite a few people suggesting all sorts of things that Domino's ought to do. And I've actually myself commented on that they need to do something. Okay, they've posted this apology, which is a static web page, undated, unsigned by an individual on their corporate site. And that might give you a sense of where I'm coming from and my view about it. It's better than nothing. Their original notion was not to say anything publicly. But in the meantime, this story is spiraling without any question. The mainstream media has picked up on it. It's been on the TV here. It's in tabloid newspapers. And I've not even looked at what the US media is doing. So, and then you've got 750,000 views. Given that when I blogged about it this morning, around 8 o'clock my time, so that's about 10 hours ago, it was half that number. It's attracted a lot of attention. Twitter's been abuzz with this all day, and the hashtag is constantly refreshing. So the story's not died down. What should Domino's do? Well, as I mentioned to Chip, I'd want to know an awful lot more about Domino's before offering an instant view. Having said that, I think there are some things they could do beyond what they have done, which is this very dry apology on their website. At least it's a reference point, but it's not done very well. So the page it's on is a page that actually changes the content. So you've got a URL that you link to that maybe in 2 weeks' time it's got different content there. So whoever's doing this at Domino's isn't aware of detail like that, if only from a Googling and a linking point of view, that they should have a dedicated page for this. I'm not sure, actually, whether that page should be interactive and allowing comments. I think that would require an infrastructure to deal with it. Imagine the worst thing, that they do something that enables you to leave comments, and it just gets completely overwhelmed, and there's no one at Domino's to address it. So you will have loads of comments, thousands probably, that are waiting in moderation, and no one's getting to them. So maybe not to do that, but at least have something a little more human than the corporate speak statement they got up there, and that maybe reflects their culture, possibly hence wanting to know a bit more about Domino's before making a pundit suggestion on what they ought to be doing in terms of engaging with people about this issue. I think that step was a good step, but this story is out there. The concern to me is not so much the two employees. They've been fired. There's arrest warrants have been issued because they filed a criminal complaint to the police who are going to arrest these people. I don't think they've been arrested yet. So that'll keep the story going once they are. But the issue is not about what they did. It's more about your perception of food hygiene. Is the place you're going to buy your food from or order it for takeaway or whatever? They say they're a global leader. Do you really believe that they take this seriously? Okay, they've got two rogue employees who work for a franchise. Is this kind of behavior going on elsewhere? I'm seeing lots of people twittering saying, well, yeah, this is what they imagine goes on in restaurants, and that's a terrible thought. So maybe it's an opportunity for Domino's to address that. I mean, I could talk a lot more about this, but I'm actually running out of time on Audioboo, 4.5 minutes, 4 minutes 40. So I'm going to stop now. It's a tricky one. I don't think they've done enough, but I'm not quite sure yet what to suggest further that they do without knowing a bit more about them. Anyway, it's a story still worth paying attention to.